Welcome to Mom Care Monday, the weekly self-care check-in just for moms. I am your host, Alicia Beach, and I am the birth mom of three, adoptive mom of one, and stepmom of four. Yes, that is eight kids. So you can probably guess that I am pretty familiar with the craziness that comes along with motherhood and how easily mom's needs get knocked to the bottom of the list. But I'm here to remind you to put yourself back at the top of the list here on Mom Care Monday. It is the start of a new year, and that is when a lot of us sit down and think about the goals, the resolutions, the new habits that we want to form, new self-care routines, new skills we want to acquire, and we get so excited about having the slate wiped clean with a new year, and we're going to make all the changes, and new year, new me, and we move forward with going to church regularly and going to the gym and eating healthier and reading on a regular basis and journaling and doing our Bible study and starting that new business and going to school to get the certificate that we need to back up the business that we're starting. And oh, woo, it's overwhelming, right? And what happens is we go full force all January, February, it kind of starts to get a little overwhelming and tiring because we are doing too much, too fast. And usually somewhere around March, we crash. And all of the new goals and habits and skills just kind of fall out the window, slip through our fingers, however it is you want to say. And we haven't really gotten any closer to doing these goals or resolutions in the new year. And it just kind of falls apart. I don't say that from a place of judgment. I say that from a place of this is how I have done things for many, many years. And I had to figure out why that was happening and how I could do it differently. And here's the thing. Slow down, sis. Slow it down. You don't have to do all the things and all the habits and skills that you want to accomplish in the first 3 months of the year. There are 12 months in the year, 52 weeks. You got a lot of time to implement a lot of things. And all of them don't have to start all at the same time, right at the beginning of the year. That is a surefire way to fail at all of them. Because you just, the whole new year, new me idea, you are the same person that you were on December 31st of last year. So to think that just because the year, the cycle of the year ended and a new year began, that you are suddenly going to be capable of implementing all these things that you never really did in the past is a disillusion. And it is unfair to yourself to hold yourself to standards that you have never lived up to in the past. It's a setup. Don't set yourself up like that. It's just mean and rude to yourself. And all you end up doing is beating yourself up for not being the person that you just simply are not. So then how do you go about reaching these new goals and setting these new habits and implementing new self-care routines? You slow down and you do a little bit at a time. It takes time to acquire a new habit, a new skill. Trust me, I know. This was a cycle I've been in for a lot of years. And I finally realized, why am I rushing? What is the rush? I have the entire year. And accomplishing half of my goals in an entire year is much more productive and much more important to me than trying to get it all done in the first 3 months to prove that I'm becoming this new me in the new year, only to drop the ball on all of them later on. So how do you slow down? How do you actually acquire the habits and make sure that you are holding on to them? Do one thing at a time. Master that thing before you move on to the next. I'm going to use the simple example of drinking more water, because I can bet that a lot of us have that on our list as something we would like to do for ourselves in the new year. Now, if you regularly drink a cup or two of water, you are not suddenly going to go from that to drinking a gallon of water a day overnight. It's not going to happen. You're going to mess up. You're not going to hit that goal every day, and it's going to get frustrating. So start small and then build from there. And one of the ways to do that is to attach a new habit or a new skill to something that you already do. So if you get up in the morning, go drink a full glass of water. You're going to get up in the morning. That is a guaranteed habit of your day, right? And then you're going to eat a meal at least once, twice, if you're doing really well, three times a day. Every time you have a meal, drink a glass of water with your meal and then have a glass of water with bedtime, right? So you already know you're going to get up, you're going to eat some meals, and you're going to go to sleep at night. Now, if you attach the habit of drinking water to those things, you are going to be much more likely to do it, and you are going to be much more likely to make it the habit that you do in with each other. And just with that little bit, that's 5 glasses of water. If you have an 8-ounce glass, you're already drinking 40 ounces of water in a day. And you are that much closer, 1/3 of the way, to drinking a gallon of water a day, right? And if you just double that up and then add one more, next thing you know, within a couple of weeks, you are right at the goal that you tried to get to. It's that simple. But if you don't take it in little bitty steps at a time and first master the 40 ounces, then master the 80 ounces, and then get to 120 ounces, you're just not going to get to that goal. So take it one little chunk at a time. Master the skill that you have before you move on to the next one. And I promise you, you will be that much more likely to be successful. Now, the other part of this is you have to have grace. When you are learning a new skill, you have to have grace with yourself because you're going to mess up. You're just going to mess up. There's no way you're going to be absolutely perfect at this from the very beginning. There's no way. So when you mess up, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. That's the saying, right? Just, okay, I messed up. That's okay. We're going to get it right tomorrow, right? We're going to try again tomorrow and we're going to just pick up right where we left off. Don't say, oh, I'm never going to get this right, and just get rid of the whole thing because you mess up. You are going to mess up. You are going to not hit all the goals all the time. But that is the practice. That is the practice of putting the habit in place, messing up, getting up, and starting over again. So slow down, sis, and give yourself grace. You got a lot of time to put those new skills and habits in place. And it's okay if you screw it up, if you binge eat on Saturday, just get up and do it again the next day. This is about the practice of you acquiring the habits and skills. That's how you're going to get it. You got to practice. So sit down, take a look at those resolutions. Pick one. Pick one to start with. Just one. Don't overwhelm yourself. Just pick one. And you can share with me below what that one thing is going to be. Okay? One thing. And what are you going to do? What habit are you going to attach it to help you get through your day? Me, I'm trying to finish my postpartum doula certification. And I am going to attach the time that I work on it every single day to my coffee time. Have coffee, I sit down and do my doula certification class. That's how I'm going to do it. If that means I only get it for 15 minutes, that's fine, but I'm going to do it every day. A lot of days, that turns into 30 minutes, an hour, as long as my children don't interrupt me. But that's how I'm going to work on mine. What's yours, and how are you going to work on yours? I love you, mamas. Have a wonderful week, and once again, welcome to the new year. thanks for joining me for this week's episode of Mom Care Monday. Be sure to take a moment to hit that subscribe button so that you can join us every week. You can also join me over on Instagram at My Life Is a Beach, or you can follow at The Mom Forum on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And take a moment to visit our website, themom-forum.com, to read our current blog posts, shop our products, or check out our next event. And don't forget to make sure and take the time to practice that self-care this week. And I'll see you here next week on Mom Care Monday.